Good morning, and I'm Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to Chamber Chat. The Chamber was founded in 1924, so we're in our 91st year, which is pretty exciting. We have over 500 business members, and we build lifelong relationships, and we promote our members and advocate for business interests in Carroll County and beyond. And as is my actual custom every other Sunday, on my show, I have one of our members. I bring them on, and we get some information from them, so today is no exception. So today I'd like to welcome Mr. Matt Bartow, the Green Goods Manager of Bauman's Home and Garden Store in Westminster. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Mike.
So, Matt, tell me a little bit about Bauman's. They've been around for a long time, right?
Yep. This is our 86th year in business. We started in 1929, spanning three different generations.
Wow. And what do you guys sell over there? I mean, I go there all the time with my big dog, so I know that part of it. But tell us a little bit about what folks can buy from Bauman's.
Well, we have a couple different stores, actually. I work for the Home and Garden store in Westminster.
That's a great store.
Yeah, we like it.
That. I like it a lot.
Across the street, we have a pet store. And along with that, we have a feed side to the business. So a lot of farms buy feed and supplies for their horses or cows or livestock.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I bring my big dog, Henry, 170-pound Newfoundland. Whenever I mention the name of your store, he gets all excited because he loves to go there. So, all right, well, we've got you here to talk a little bit about green stuff. We had an extremely brutal March. It's been a very, very cold winter, so I'm sure that there's a lot of folks out there kind of like, let's say, chomping at the bit to start to grow things. So what can people be doing now to get ready to grow things?
Well, it definitely has been a brutal winter, and everybody's kind of, you know, chomping at the bit to just get back out there. Unfortunately, it's still a little too early for some things. A lot of people want to plant a lot of, you know, annual flowers out there. It's still a little too early for the petunias and geraniums and things like that. But there's plenty of things people can do to start. I'd say first what you want to do is get your vegetable garden ready. You can start cold crops like lettuce, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower. Those sort of plants, you can get them out there right now. If the weather, you know, if we have a couple days here in late March or early April where the weather dips down, you could always put a row cover or some sort of fabric over top of them just to kind of give them a little bit of protection.
Okay.
Flower-wise, get a little bit of color in your garden. We have pansies. Pansies are always a winter favorite or a late winter favorite.
Those will do okay now?
Yeah. They're completely cold hardy, so they'll weather those brutal nights.
Cool. Do you have any in orange? Because the Orioles are going to start up in a couple weeks now. So,
yeah, we have some yellowish ones with some orange flavor, I'd say.
That's going to work for the Orioles.
Absolutely.
So what else should folks be doing now in March to kind of prepare, maybe bide their time until the weather gets a little bit warmer? Is there anything else that you can think of, or does that pretty much cover it?
Well, there's plenty of things you could do to kind of get started. I'd say a lot of March can be spent designing or planning your garden.
That's a good idea.
Once the ground is not frozen any longer, you can get out there with your shovel.
That might be August, I think.
Well, we're hoping it's a little bit earlier than this year. But you can get out there and start tilling your garden. That's always something you can do.
Cool. I'm going to ask you this a couple times, but how can folks find you? Where are you guys located, like physically and also on the web?
Physically, 100 John Street in Westminster. I'm sure a lot of people know where the Chick-fil-A is in Westminster.
Oh, yeah.
The freestanding one. We're right by that.
Cool.
The pet store and the garden center is right near that Chick-fil-A. We are on Facebook. I'm not sure of the exact URL off the top of my head, but
just
if you search.
Up.
Yeah, if you search.
It's going to pop up then, I'm sure.
Yep, Bauman's Home and Garden on Facebook. We're always running some sort of promotion on there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And we're setting up a website right now, so that should be hopefully up and running by April.
Okay. Yeah, and I would just say also to anybody listening, there's a lot of talk about buying local, keeping our money local. If people were to go and shop at Bauman's, it is about as local as you're going to get. For a business that's been in this area for 86 years, that's a good place to go and invest your money.
Absolutely. And I think we do a good job of buying local ourselves. So we sell local goods. I know I'm in charge of buying all the plant material at Bauman's. And what I strive to do is, you know, get everything very, very local. Carroll County, if I can.
That's good.
Nothing really comes too far away. I think we have one vendor in New Jersey, one in Virginia, and the rest of them are from Maryland.
Well, I appreciate that. You guys do support local. You've been a member of the Chamber forever. So let me ask you this. Any new and exciting product lines coming around the bend this year?
We have a couple different things. What I'd probably touch on is we're going to have a native pollinator section. So these are plants that are very interesting to our native pollinators, such as bees, butterflies, and insects that pollinate both our crops and our flowers.
Okay.
So we're going to have an entire line of these plants. So not only are they helpful for pollinators, but they'll also look really good in your garden.
Oh, that sounds cool. You know, we had it one time, and I didn't take at all the type of care of it that I should have for it to survive, but we had a actual butterfly bush, and it was cool. Any kind of plants that you have that can attract things like that, it's just beautiful to have.
What I've tried to do is have an entire line of not only flowers or perennials, but also trees and shrubs that are native to this area. They're going to bring in those insects. They're going to bring in those butterflies.
Oh, that's
look great
nice.
In your yard and be really well adapted to this area.
So when can someone stop by there and start to actually buy that? When are you going to have that in stock, or are they there now?
The trees and shrubs, for the most part, are in already.
Okay.
Obviously, they don't have leaves on them yet. But they're there, ready to go. We're going to be getting in our perennial plants, hopefully by the end of March, depending on weather, of course. Like I said before, pansies are in, so we do have those flowers in stock, along with some vegetables. And then the rest of our annual crops will be coming in, hopefully around mid to late April.
Awesome. It's kind of fun talking about springtime things, thinking a little warmer weather now, too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a brutal winter for all of us.
So do you guys have any kind of events coming up or any actual promotions that you might have?
Well, we have a couple different seminars coming up. We have an entire line of seminars in the wintertime, typically. We have two left, and these start at 10 a.m. on Saturdays. Next Saturday, March 21st, we have Steve Allgaier from the University of Maryland Extension Office. He works in Carroll County.
And that's the first day of spring, I believe, and my son Matt's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Matt.
There you go.
He'll be singing somewhere, I
he
guess.
He will be, I'm sure.
Steve is going to be coming in. He's going to be talking about pruning. March is definitely a good time to prune your trees and shrubs. Not only is he going to talk about pruning, the proper pruning techniques, but he's also going to be leading a pruning walk in one of the surrounding shopping malls. So we're actually going to be pruning some plants.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. And then on whatever the next date is in March,
the 28th, I believe.
The 28th. I have March 23rd. That's wrong. March 28th, we're going to have an Ask the Experts seminar. So we're going to have a couple different experts, some in insects, some in disease. We're going to have them come in. So if anybody wants to come in and ask a question, gardening specific, now's your chance.
Oh, awesome. Hey, I know we didn't really talk about this, but if folks get bugs and stuff like that, you got all the stuff to kill those too. Like I'm thinking about stink bugs. You know anything
right.
about them? They were around all the time. Are they as bad as they were, or have you not? Is that an area that you have an kind of an expertise in, or no?
Well, all I know is they're terrible.
They are really
but they
terrible.
They have dropped off within the last couple of years, fortunately for us.
It seems like it.
But we do have a line of products that will take care of stink bugs. Unfortunately, they have such a hard...
They're very hardy, right?
Yeah, exoskeleton. So a lot of insecticides don't really...
Best thing is just maybe step on them, but then they also smell. So
well, the odor then gets to you a
little bit. That's very true. Well, listen, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about things that are going on at Bauman's?
I guess I just generally say that, especially in the outdoor area, the outdoor arena this year, we're going to be very colorful, very bold with our products. We're going to have a lot of new lines of products, everything from trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals.
Lawn furniture too, right?
Yes. We also
bought some stuff from you guys. I think it was made with like Trex, maybe 9 or so years ago. It looks brand spanking new.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff lasts a lifetime.
Yeah.
We definitely have we have other lines of products, including like bird bass, pottery, but a lot of things inside as well. Bird seed, as you said before, fungicides, insecticides, and we also have a gift shop.
Christmas decorations when that time comes, right?
Well,
all kinds of trees and ornaments.
We're trying to put that off as long as we can. We just put all that stuff away.
People want the summer.
Yes, and so do we.
All right. Well, listen, Matt, thank you once again for being here with me again. My guest today was Mr. Matt Bartow, the Green Goods Manager of Bauman's Home and Garden Store in Westminster. So, Matt, thanks a lot for being with me on Chamber Chat.
Thanks for having me on.
great. Now, listen, a couple quick announcements from the Chamber. Our Young Professionals Group, Launch Carol, will be meeting Thursday, March 19th from 5 to 7. Where are we going to meet? That's a mystery. You've got to go on our actual website or look them up, Launch Carol, on Facebook. You'll go to meetup.com, and then you're going to have to join, and it's free to join. But we don't want to tell you where we're meeting until you go on and register. We also have Outstanding Teacher Awards. We've been doing this for about 26 years now, on Wednesday, March 25th at Westminster High, starting at 6 p.m. We're also going to be going back to Cuba from November 1st through the 8th. Tickets are selling fast, so check us out at the office. You can always reach us online at carrollcountychamber.org, or you can call us at 410-848-9050. You can also stop in at 9 East Main Street in downtown Westminster. We're right next door to Giulianova's Italian Grocería. So when you're stopping in at Billy's to get one of his world-class hoagies, not a sub, I call it subs. I've been told that it's a definite hoagie because his hoagies sink subs. If you stop off there, you can stop off and see us. So listen, thank you again for listening, and have a wonderful Sunday. Do something special with family or friends today, and God bless.